Okay, what do you imagine we're going to talk about today? Anyone want to guess? What I really wanted to talk about, I started wanting to prepare about demons. Because Yaakov Avinu met up with Sar Shel Esav, Samuel. And Samuel, I saw in the Sefer, he is the Melech of the Shadim. The Sar Shel Esav is the Melech of the Shadim. Always wonder, what are the Shadims? I have no idea what they are, so I have a Sefer that has a nice chunk of information on the Shadim. And I started preparing, and after 5 minutes I realized I don't understand one word.
No pictures.
I don't understand one word that it says.
What's the difference between Samuel and the Satan?
And the Satan, I don't know.
No,
are they the same? The same? The Malach HaMoves, the Yetzirah.
So then Yaakov had a fight with his Yetzirah?
Yeah, seemingly, yeah. Yaakov had a fight with the Sar Shel Esav. What is the Sar?
That's what happened, because it was all Chalom.
What is the
Sar?
So the Gidah Nashi never really happened? He wasn't really...
It's a machlokes between the Ramban and the Ramban.
Did it really happen? Was it a dream? You haven't seen the three Malachim came to visit Avraham Avinu after the Bris Milah. Were they real Malachim who informed him that Sarah will give birth to a child? Did the whole thing happen in a dream?
Machlokes,
exactly. Was it a dream, a vision, or was it the real thing? This is a machlokes. Okay, but let's go first. So there is this very interesting idea of a shadim. I have no idea what they are. The Rambam says, I'll just tell you one part about shadim. The Rambam says there's no such thing as shadim. They do not exist. They do not exist. The problem is the entire Shas, from beginning to end, is full of Yisoidos Amori Chazal. You can't say that the Rambam didn't learn Daf Yomi. Because the Rambam certainly knew what it says in Shas. So,
he's a rationalist.
So who is it? The Gross? Is it the Gross, I believe, that says that the Rambam took too many courses in philosophy? So he says.
Whoa.
And the Rambam's netiyah to philosophy caused him to make a mistake.
Ooh.
Caused him to learn that shadim don't really exist, they're just concepts. They are theoretical concepts in the Kedusha. That's what the Gross is about the Rambam.
No,
however, many people come to the defense of the Rambam and they say all different ideas, but one of the most extreme things are, this is an amazing yisai, this is a really powerful yisai. Shadim can only harm you. They can only have effect on you if you believe in them.
Right.
If you don't believe in a shade, I just don't believe in them, that does not, they have no power. Their life, they really exist. They have real life, but their life depends, their lifeblood depends on human beings' emuna in their existence. The Rambam did an Avera Lashma. These are the words. I'm not sure who says these. The powerful words. One of the. I don't know which generation this came from. Did an Avera Lashma, and he made a statement in this Mishneh Torah that Shadim don't exist, even though they really do exist, in order to loosen man's belief in their existence. Now we already have a suffix. The Rambam is telling us they don't exist. The Gemara tells us it does exist. We no longer have full emuna in their existence. We are confused. But the average man is not so sophisticated. Once the Rambam tells you they don't exist, you don't already your emuna has been weakened. Your emuna has been weakened, their koyach has been weakened, and they were not subject to damage.
The Rambam only learned Chochmas HaNister later in life.
Yes, when he wrote this earlier in life. Okay, there are many Mahalchim, what this means. All right, the Rambam was a rationalist. They ceased to exist. They ceased. You pass them like the Rambam.
The original Gospel.
They cease to exist.
If the shading don't exist, then why don't I put my donkeys down on the table? Why they're not there when I...
Okay, this topic did not end well. So, after reading a few paragraphs, I realized I'm not going to get very far in this topic. So let me shift. Let's shift from Malachim, from Shadim to Malachim. Why is Malachim fair game? for this week's parsha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. What does it say in Rashi? The very first Rashi, Malachim Mamish. Okay, the real deal. A very bizarre Rashi. Rashi is not a Rashi Leibasti El Leforish. A Rashi is only coming to give pshat. This is a very big chiddush of Rashi to focus. You don't need to say that in this pasuk. You don't need. You can say Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. He sent messengers. He sent human beings. What would be so terrible to learn the pasuk sending human beings? Rashi, it's not clear why. Yeah, the Yukim and the pasuk, the very end of the last six parashas says. Oh, exactly. So the pasuk is the continuation. Yaakov, the last pasuk, Yaakov saw Machane Elokim. So why did Hashem send me these malachim? There's only one shot in the previous pasuk. Malachi Elokim are angels. So Yaakov said, why did Hashem send me these angels? They're here for my assistance to help me go and send a messenger.
It's also for everything that says
later on. So you can fit into. You have to look in the diyukim. But Rashi makes it very clear. Malachim mamish. Okay, now. What about who are these malachim? So there are some very we mentioned this I think last week. There's some very interesting commentators. I'm first in midrash that tells who the malachim are. One midrash tells us we have a tradition when a person does a mitzvah, you create a malach. Yaakov told Esav in Lovan Garti. Garti is the gematria of the same letters as Taryag. I observed the Taryag mitzvos. So Yaakov had malachim for every single one of the Taryag mitzvos. Yaakov had at his disposal, every time a person does a mitzvah, you create a malach, who's your advocate. Yaakov had at his disposal malachim from every category of the Taryag mitzvos. 613 categories of malachim. Yaakov could have selected any malach from any mitzvah to send Esav. Which malachim did he send? So the commentators say he sent the malachim that came about that were created through Bris Milah. When Yaakov himself had a Bris Milah, malachim were created. Yaakov had 12 children. Each one of the 12 children it was a Bris Milah. The malachim were created except for God. But God, he wasn't. There was no malach. So Yaakov had the malachim that were created through the performance of Bris Milah were the ones that he selected, he recruited to send to Esav to watch out. Why dafka these malachim? Because Esav did not have Bris Milah. Esav says, I have one up over you. I have kibud av va'em. You don't have kibud av va'em. Watch out, I have biggest chusin. Yaakov wanted to scare Esav. You scare your enemy by presenting by exploiting their weakness. What was the weakness of Esav? Esav never had a Bris Milah.
Why wouldn't it be so bad?
Because he was born red. He was Adam. Adam. He was red, so they were afraid that he would die through this Bris Milah. And as he got older, he kept on pushing it off. Yeah, that was the Medrash. The Medrash says, Yitzhak said to Esav, Esav, you're already an adult. Maybe now it's time for Bris Milah. Esav says, I want to be mechavein the kavon of the Zohar. And I need these kavonas. I need more time to hachonis. I'm getting there. I want to finish Shas and Paiskim 20 times before I do the Bris Milah. I want it to be done with Shlemos. And he kept on pushing off Yaakov Avinu until he was ready. So he never had a Bris Milah, and he never had a Bris Milah. Okay, that's one Medrash. There's another Medrash that says that this is something very interesting. Now, we don't understand what this means. Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin. Last week, when? By the Makalos. The Makalos, the multiple midrashim, is very strange. We don't know what this means. Yaakov Avinu was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Tfilin. The Mitzvah of Tfilin is he put the Makalos, these sticks, in front of the.
Easy.
With the Tfilin. Who knows what this means? Whatever this means, the Makalos. And actually, I saw something. This is totally.
The thought that when you see a reflection of something,
it has an effect on you.
Mind, when a woman is pregnant, she should look at the like. My wife's grandmother yelled at her when she went to see Star Wars while she was pregnant. All the monsters in the movie over there, the baby was going to be born.
What?
Kidnapped.
Do not go
to a zoo.
A zoo.
Right. Yeah.
Not,
right.
Not, yeah.
Okay. Okay. When a woman comes out of mikvah, she's supposed to look to Shemayim. Rabbi Yochanan sat outside the mikvah. And Rabbi Yochanan sat outside, so he was beautiful. Was the most of Yaakov Avinu. The woman should look at him when they come out of Nikvah, so that their children should look like Rabbi Yochanan. The minigus today I read is that a woman comes out of Nikvah, she's supposed to look, the first thing, she's supposed to look at Shemayim. You're supposed to look at the Torah HaShemayim when you come out of Nikvah, and that should have somehow, we don't know what these things mean, should have an effect on the future child that will be born from after this mice of going to a Mikvah. Okay, but let's go further. So now this is very interesting. There's another medrash that says that the malachim that Yaakov sent to Esav were the malachim that were created through the mitzvah of tefillin. Yaakov wore tefillin. They were makayim kol tefillin before it was given. Whatever this means, tefillin. Why dafka tefillin? V'rohu kol amei haaretz kishem Hashem nikra olecha v'yadu v'yaka. Esav, watch out. Don't start up with me. You're asking Rashi of any time which malachim did he send? Shimushe Rava. Shimushe Rava. Every Wolfson, he says something very bizarre. He said last week, he talks about this, the Maklos and the Medrash, the Mekam Tzul, and he says, such a nusach, there are two types of tefillin. There are black tefillin and there are white tefillin. White tefillin.
The original
tefillin
white.
Really?
That white. The natural color.
Halachically, they're called the natural. There's black and white tefillin, he says. The Maklos, they're spotted, speckled, not speckled, black and white. What does all this mean? I have no idea. Okay, so now I just want to tell you, before you go further, we'll tell you a very interesting part. Why? What? I think those are the only two midrashim, if I'm not mistaken, the only two Mamor Chazal. The different types of mitzvot, so either mila or tefillin. What's the chilim between mila and tefillin? What's the chilim between mila and tefillin? Mila
all the time, and tefillin you only have when you're wearing the tefillin.
Okay, that's one answer. Another answer is Nila is the most private mitzvah. It's the most private mitzvah. No one walks around Arum. This is not a yin and meshuga. Nila is betzina. Betzina, a person is. The David HaMelech said, Hashem is with you. The ois habris. It's an ois. Mila is called an ois. That's why we wear mila, and we, at a bris mila, you're supposed to wear tefillin. Tefillin is an ois. What is tefillin? Tefillin is publicity. It is the most public mitzvah from all the Tayag mitzvahs. V'rohu kol amei haaretz ki shem Hashem nikra lecha. What is Yaakov Avinu telling Esav? Esav, I'm not a faker. I'm not a faker. I'm through and through. I live my life privately the same way I live it publicly. I live it publicly the way I live it privately. Don't start up with me. Seser kiva goloi. Kiva seser is bris mila and all that it represents, because bris mila represents everything that goes with it is betzina. Tefillin is begoloi. It was specifically these set of malachim. Malachim Amish, that was sent to Yaakov Avinu, to Esav, Harasha, watch out, because that was, what is the whole Esav is, Yodea Tzayit Ish Sadeh, he's a faker, the whole essence of Esav is, Piv Levi Enum Shavim, Teicha is not Kibara, the Koyach of Klal Yisrael of Umas Olam is to be true to yourself, to be true, the Panim should be like it is on the outside. Okay, now let's go sit. That's not really the topic we want to talk about, is where do we have Malachim in Halacha, Nagi Halacha for us, Halacha L'maisa. So many people, when you first time you begin to learn Shulchan Aruch, you come across a very strange Halacha. When you go into the Beis HaKisei, you're supposed to say it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. We don't do this anymore, but it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. When one enters the Beis HaKisei, you say a Nusach. Hiskablu Mechubadim, give me one second. You tell the Malachim, Skabdu Mechubadim, Kedoshe Meshar Se Elyain, Hamtinuli, Ach Ekones, wait for me, Shekach Darkon Shelbene Adam. Before you go into the Beis HaKisei, it says in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, that's what you say. You're supposed to say to the Malachim, Ki Malachav Yitzav Elach Lashmachim Bechol Derech. Every Jew has malachim that are accompanying him wherever he goes to guard him, to protect him. He's supposed to say to malachim, all right, you can Akhan. Secure. You know, it's like I once saw a clip of the Secret Service following the president. Yeah. So what about when the president goes into the Beis HaKiseh? So they go first. They go first. They check it out, and they come out. Mr. President, we have secured. We have secured the facility. You may now enter. And they stay like golems outside. Okay, so we have to. So it's exactly what you tell them. Allah, secure the facility. Is it okay? Stand back. Let me now go inside. It's Shulchan Aruch. Mishnah Berurah says we don't do this today. No one today is on a madrega. No one today is on a madrega where they can perceive that Malachim accompany them as they're going. So we, for whatever reason, times have changed. The halacha has changed. Ooh, times have changed, and to some degree, the halacha has changed. Very, very scary statement. Okay, dangerous statement. It says here we don't do this. We don't say hischabdu mechubadim kedoshim shosei elyon hamtinu liad shekones shekach darkon shol bnei adam. We don't do this. However, there is something that we do. And in fact, it's not so simple that we do. Some want to connect it to. The only other thing that we do, we make mention of Malachim, is Friday night. Friday night, Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Hasharis. The whole Klal Yisrael, it's very hard to find the minug that is accepted by the whole Klal Yisrael. Kimat, the whole Klal Yisrael observes this minug. Now this minug really became popular, Kimat, exactly 400 years ago. 400 years ago in the year Shin, for earliest Siddurim, in the year Shin Samachtes. Okay, so it's a little bit more than 400 years ago, 405 years ago. Well, he has the name of the siddur where we have there's a siddur which actually has the nusach pretty much the way we have it, and advise when you come Friday night before you make kiddush, one should say the nusach that we have in the siddur of the four different stanzas of Shalom Aleichem and Berchuni L'Shalom, Berachem L'Shalom, Berchuni L'Shalom, and Seischem L'Shalom. There are some of the commentators are say that we shouldn't do this anymore. The same way we don't say Hischabdu M'chubad. So there should be no difference. It's not for us to say Shalom Aleichem. For whatever reason, it's not been accepted. This it's a good kasha. It's a very good kasha. But on Shabbos, we're not machmir. On Shabbos, we can say, speak for yourself. The Malachim accompany us. We do indeed accompany us. Now, where does this piyut come from? This piyut, I'm not even sure who wrote the piyut. I don't know if it's even known who wrote the piyut. It's not clear. It really goes back, and there are many, many variations and many forms, and it goes back to the time of the Rishonim. The first record of this piyut is time of the Rishonim, almost 1,000 years ago, but it's in a very different form. It's all based on a Gemara. Gemara Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yutes, a well-known Gemara. Shnei Malachim Milavim Loy LaAdam BeErev Shabbos MiBeis HaKnesses LeBeisai. Echad Toi VeEchad Ra. Two malachim, a good malach and a bad malach, which this Gemara, what we do, does not really fit well into the nusach of the Gemara, because we are greeting multiple malachim, and here we're being told in the Gemara only two malachim, a good malach and a bad malach. Well, it's not a kasha. I'll show you why it's not a kasha. Kishaba lebeisai, when it comes to your home, umatza ner dolok v'shulchan aruch, the ner is lit and the shulchan is arranged, umitasa yimutzas, and the mita has been arranged, malach toivayim hiratzon shetehe l'shaba sacheres kach. Malach ra oine amen. The malach has the malach ra what?
A
makatreg, a malach that's looking to make trouble. A makatreg. Oimer amen. Baal karchai. Okay, it's a very another saying the amen amen. Such a kind of answering amen. It's in the Torah also. I mean, but here we have Malachim answer. Malachim answer. Amen. You're saying Amen. Amen. The Shem Hashem Kel Malach Naman. Okay, but this is another interesting idea we have in Chazal. The concept of answering Amen, leaving by Malachim. The Imlav Malach Ra'oy Mehiratzon Shadhei L'Shabbos Acheres Kach Malach Toiv Oyne Amen Baal Karcha. Okay, so this is the Gemara. From this Gemara comes the various piyutim. Now, one of the earlier versions of the piyut, I'm a little bit not well prepared, like usual, but one of the piyutim, it mentions something interesting idea. It says, what? It says, to go to say the piyut, this is very interesting, by the Neros. Where are the Malachim? Where are the Malachim? The Malachim are in the Neros. The Nero Shel Shabbos. That's what it says. Let me actually say,
can
see.
Makes a lot of sense.
It must be this rough.
This makes sense? Yeah. You say the Malachim are to be found. That's where they gravitate to. They gravitate to the Nero Shabbos. Let me see if I could find it. Minog. Oh, here it is. Okay. Let me see what it says over here. He's one of the earliest Mekaris for this minig. What year is it from? In a piyot. He's not telling me the date. From the tkuf of the Rishonim. So we're going back close to 1,000 years. Not 400 years. Not from the time of the Zohar. It's not the same. There's a sefer called Minhag Tov. Anyone hear the sefer? I have no. It's an ancient sefer. Boy, move a leket minhagi Ashkenaz v'tzarfas. Hasefer nichlu v'tchilas v'elef hashishi. It was written in the beginning of this millennium. So we're dealing over here 770 years ago. Ubein hayeser mivon bo dvar m'shem Rabbi Aaron mi Ran Sheberg. Anyone know?
Yeah.
Ran Sheberg.
Ransberg. Yeah.
Ransberg.
One of the Baal HaTosfos.
Minog Toif, here is his Nusach, he's quoting, quotation marks, Minog Toif, Belele Shabbos, Kishaboyim mi Beis HaKnesses, Leilech Miad, Eitzel HaNerois HaDolkim. L'chvoit Shabbos, that will live l'chvoit Shabbos, v'loimar, malachei rachamim v'sholoim, bayachem l'sholoim, bayachem l'sholoim, aleichem sholoim, l'kulchem sholoim. A different nusach, something in a different nusach. But there he may mention, even already, 700 years ago, it existed such a thing, and the Maril brings this down as well. The Maril is the Makar from most of them, and Hagim, indeed, he brings this down, like a Yosher, that one should do this. He has a little bit of a different nusach. We'll talk about the nusach in a moment. Now, the Chassam Sofer. Now, this is a very, very interesting controversy of the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer, there's conflicting testimony as to if the Chassam Sofer recited Shalom Aleichem. Chassam Sofer was not all that long ago. And the Chassam Sofer, some testify that they were ate by the Chassam Sofer and he did not say Shalom Aleichem. He did not hold from this minhag, which is shocking. Because Chassam Sofer, they write, was from the biggest mechavim minhagei Yisrael. Chassam Sofer would search to fulfill even the most minor minhag Yisrael. This was his big thing. And yet, a minhag kadmon, to say Shalom Aleichem, he would not say. How could it possibly be? But there's eyewitness testimony that he never said Shalom Aleichem. So this is discussed. This is like a very big thing about the Chassam Sofer. In a lot of some they mention this with Shalom Aleichem, if he said it or not. But so some want to say because it's Man Hazeh, we don't have maybe Nechanan. The Chassam Sofer says the Chassam Sofer already has not been said for hundreds of years. So it's not been said already from the time of the Chassam Sofer. So maybe the Chassam Sofer said the same way in Shulchan Aruch, we don't say Ischadu Mechubadim, we don't say Shalom Aleichem. Some want to bring a riot to this Yisoid. Others say. And the Chassam Sofer, we know for a fact, was very against saying like Minugra to say Malachei Rachamim in Slichos.
Right.
In Slichos, we do not say Kisei Nachnisei Rachamim and Midas Rachamim Alai Hiskalalti. There are different Nuschos in Slichos which are controversial because it's not proper to ask a Malach to pray on your behalf. What is controversial about this Nuschos is we're asking them to bless us. Baruchuni L'Shalom Malachei HaShalom. Bless us. Shalom Aleichem. Boyachem L'Shalom. Baruchuni L'Shalom. Who gives you the right? Who the Malach is going to give me a bracha? And the Malach is not what gives you the bracha. HaKadosh Baruch gives you the bracha. So the Chassam said, may I felt that this entire Nusach is suspect. How can you ask not to give you a bracha? There's something wrong. Therefore, better not. Don't get involved. Do not say this Nusach.
Yaakov Avinu said, Baruchaini, give me
a bracha. Okay, so Yaakov Avinu, that's a different league. That's a different category. It's a whole different Mahalach in Yaakov Avinu. But we, Machnis Rachem. Okay, other people have come to the rescue and they are also eyewitness testimony. The Chassam Sofer did say it and they explained the reason why you did not see him say it was because he said it. And this is another very big issue. How do you say it? What do? We sing it. We sing it. Not only do we sing it, but in the last number of years, there have been new nigunim, some abishprat, beautiful new nigunim, have been composed in honor of Shalom Aleichem. So who doesn't sing Shalom Aleichem? So someone is saying, this name was the Chasam Sofer, they were not pleased with singing it. This is something that is very personal.
Could not sing.
What?
He couldn't sing? Had he been able to sing, he would have been much greater.
Ah, really? I didn't know that. Okay. But Chasam Sofer did not sing it, and he holds that you should not sing it. This is not the Minhag HaOlam. You say it. You say it. What? They don't sing it?
They don't sing.
They don't sing. Of course not. This the old Chaim Berlin. The new Chaim. Oh yeah, sure they sing now. Younger run. The new Chaim Berlin. Different generation. The Chasam, not everyone agrees that the Shalom Aleichem should be sung. It's a very private matter. Especially the Malachim that come for me, they're not the Malachim that come for you. And in fact, they say the Chasam Sofer was so holy, I mean, he was, we know, there are a lot of Gili Eliyahu, it wasn't so long ago, but the Chasam was a spook. They say he saw the Malachim. I'm not into these in Yonim. But the Chasam Sofer, when it came to these matters, which he held were Kabbalah, because he took it so seriously, the Dvam Shabbatzinah. Teras HaNistar is not called Nistar for no reason. So people like us, who it's all hocus pocus. So you have a shir with a big sign, come, we're learning Zohar. We're going to come, because anyway for us, it's not the real thing. But if Teras HaNistar is the real thing, then it's Takanistar. So this eyewitness testimony that Chasam Sofer did not say Shalom Aleichem does not mean he did not say Shalom Aleichem. He said it, but he said it very quietly, very privately, because he really said it. He said it the way it was meant to be said, with we appreciating the Malachim to fulfill what it Mamash says in the Gemara. We are not in that Madrega. So for us, we sing it, we do the best that we can in order to relive the experience. Yeah.
No, they tell a mindset that Chasam Sofer summoned Talmid and went to the Machmaisha once.
Yeah.
And they, when they came back, he asked what.
What did you see?
They were laughing. He says, What are you laughing? He says, when the Rebbe said Keser, he said he mamish saw them putting on the Keser in Shemayim.
Yeah.
So he said, believe him, I saw him.
Okay, the Chasam said, but it's an interesting idea of what exactly is going on by now. Even though, okay, here's the next question. Why do we say Tseischem L'Shalom? Is it really nice?
Babam doesn't say.
Is it really nice to invite a Malach into your home, you take him into your home, you tell him, okay,
goodbye.
It's time for you to leave.
Now it's
get
time
lost.
Tseischem
L'Shalom. What kind of Derech Eretz is that? Because of this issue, there are many that have the custom not to say Tseischem, but to say Bit Tseischem, with a base. To say Bit Tseischem, which means when you will go, not now, you're here for the whole Shabbos. Malachim, welcome, we're happy to have you, stay for the whole Shabbos. But you know, by the time we get to Mitzvah Shabbos, I'm going to be very busy. I have a lot of things to do with Mitzvah Shabbos.
Getting ready for the love of Malachim.
You can translate it, so I understand, it's very good. But you can translate, say something to Shalom.
When you leave. Some have a pshara. They say the first two times, say Tseischem, and the third time, I don't know what the pshara is, Bit Tseischem. So maybe there are different times in Malachim. Yeah?
Some Sfaradim say Bit Tseischem, and then they'll say B'shiftechem.
Ooh, I never saw. B'shiftechem, when you'll return.
My father of Shalom had the men to say Tseischem Uvayachem L'Shalom.
Seischem uvayachem l'shalom. Okay, interesting. Different nuschos. Some have do not say seischem at all. They omit the third because it's not their cheres to say to bit seischem. Okay, now those that do say seischem, what would be the lumdis? Why would you want to say seischem l'shalom? So there's a collection of reasons, some very beautiful reasons. Let's start number one. There are some mepharshim that tell us, every time you do a mitzvah, going back to where we started today, Yaakov said malachim to Yesav, you teach the children, you do a mitzvah, you create a malach. When you do a mitzvah during the week, you create a partial malach. You create the malach's guf. You create the malach's essence. But the malach is still missing energy. missing his wings. Yeah, he's missing the ability to go to his to go to the Makar. When Shabbos arrives, it is the Kiddush of Shabbos that gives the koyach to the malachim that you have created during the week in order to now ascend. That's why they're following you home. They didn't have the wings yet. They didn't have the wings. The reason why you need the malachim when you come on Friday night, the malachim are coming home with you to get the fuel they need, the energy cell, in order they can now ascend to Shemayim. So you welcome them, you show them the bayis, the kedusha Shabbos. Everything you do during the week is all the shechavet Shabbos, the hachana for yom shekula toif. Shabbos arrives, they now have received from your Shabbos table the kedusha from the or the neiros what they need, and now indeed you want them to go. You want them to go to your credit to credit your account. They ascend. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach says from the shalom is I can't remember all the names. I don't know who these people are. When you don't know the names, they're not in the film with the mechaberim. It's very hard to remember the names of these people. But another mahalach given is when the malachim leave. You dismiss them because in tzaddik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov lo yechta. It is inevitable that during your Suda Shabbos you're going to speak lashon hara. You're going to do something that's not proper.
And the
malachim, yeah, this is a very pessimistic approach to life. Absolutely. And the malachim, it's inevitable that during your Suda Shabbos they're going to be sitting there. Can you imagine? You're sitting at the table surrounded by a host of malachim, and they're watching you. They're not eating. They don't need any food. They're watching. I say, okay, bring out, can you imagine me, thousands of malachim? Okay, it's time for the fish. And they're all watching. How is he going to eat the fish? Did he make the bracha? Did he make the hamaitzi? Did he say the words right? Did he have kavana? They're watching. And then, what kind of guy is this? That's how he eats. That's how he behaves. That's how he sits. You're in the presence of royalty. Shabbos Kodesh. Is this the proper way to behave? We're always going to fall short. And then what's going to happen? They're going to leave when the meal is over and say, what an oisvar. They're going to leave the cast. That's what it says. They're going to leave very disappointed. So it's better, malachim, you know, let's quit while we're ahead. Let's quit while we're ahead. Really, that's what it says. Say Shem L'Shalom. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is, malachim are not roi for Suda Shabbos. Malachim, who are greater? Human beings are malachim. Malachim are called oimdim. B'nasati l'cha oimdim bein mahalchim o'ela. A human being is a mahalich. A human being has the ability to take food and to elevate the food, to take macholim, Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos is to mekadish the mundane. Can a malach mekadish the mundane? They have no shaykhis. They have no shaykhis to this. There's nothing for them to stay. It's foreign to them. It's torture for them to stay and to witness them do something, to see them do something that a human that they will never be able to do. Therefore, don't torture them. What are you torturing them? They've come, they give you a bracha. Okay, now it's time, now you can go. That's one mahalach. Another mahalach is a very beautiful mahalach which ties into a vart. And definitely contrasting last week's parasha and this week's parasha is there are different types of malachim. When you say Shalom Aleichem, you're welcoming the new shift. It's like the Lechem Aponim. The Lechem Aponim, you bring in the new bread and you take out the old bread. The Shalom Aleichem is for the new shift. The Tzeischem L'Shalom are for last week's malachim. The old shift. There you go. Now the Sasemis develops this idea at much greater length. Here's what he says. Last week's parasha, Yaakov Avinu is going from Chutz Li'aretz. He's going from Eretz Yisrael, so from Eretz Yisrael to beginning of the parasha and the end of the parasha. Beginning of the parasha, he's going from Eretz Yisrael, you know the Sfasemes, going to Chutz Li'aretz. So what happens? He dreams, a sulam, and there's a changing of the guard. Shift change. The malachim of Eretz Yisrael are leaving, and the malachim of Chutz Li'aretz are arriving. And what does it say? Oilim v'yardim. It should say yardim v'oilim. No, Oilim means the Malachim from Eretz Yisrael are leaving, and the Malachim from Chutz Li'aretz are arriving. There's a moment in time when you're in danger, and there's no one there. Think about it, it's pretty scary. Between shifts, there's a gap. There's no overlap. Why? Because you're making, Hashem is watching, very good, Golus. there's a gap. That sells the whole drasha. The gap when there are no malachim guarding you. Why? Because you're going down. I'm leaving the Kedusha Saaretz. I'm going from Eretz Yisrael for good reasons. Listen, Yaakov Avinu was going, keep it up with him. There's nothing to talk about, getting the good married. An aliyah l'tzarech yirida l'tzarech aliyah. But it's a yirida. And when there's a yirida, there's a moment in time when no one's watching you. Hashem has to watch you. Yoreid v'oyle. The malach, the malachim v'oyle. Then, let's come to the end of the parasha. End of the parasha, Yaakov Avinu is coming into Eretz, he's going back. I'm returning home. 14 years, 22 years, working my lava, now I'm coming home. And what happens? I had malachim with me, the malachim that were Yoreid from the Sumum, accompanying me for 22 years. And now I'm coming into Eretz for the last part of the last six parasha. Vayifgu boy, malachi elokim. He now meets the malachi elokim. What happened to the other malachim? Where are the malachim that he has for the 22 years, they're still there. And so we have a right to assume they left because the change of guard. I'm now leaving Chutz Liaretz. I'm returning to Eretz Yisrael. The malachim of Eretz of Chutz Liaretz are going to leave, and the malachim of Eretz Yisrael are going to arrive. But the malachim of Chutz Liaretz do not have rishus to leave until first vayifgu bo malachi Elokim. It's going to be an overlap. For a moment of time, you're never going to be alone for one moment because you're going up. When you're going from Chutz Liaretz to Eretz Yisrael, you're going up. Memela, there must be some overlap. That, the Sfasemis says, is exactly what happens here in every Friday night. We reenact these two parashios of Parashas Vayetze, Parashas Vayetze, every Shabbos. When you come, who accompanies you? The whole week, you're walking with Malachim. The Malachim from last Shabbos are with you. Now when you come home from Friday night, now there are new Malachim. Vayifku, when you walk into your home Friday night, Vayifku uboy Malachi Elokim. And what about last week's Malachim? They're still here. They overlap. Why? You're going up. When you're going from Friday to Shabbos, from Chol to Kodesh, that's equivalent from traveling from Chutz Liaretz to Eretz Yisrael. And the rule is, the old continue, the new arrives, now we have double, now the old can go away. When the whole week you have the malachim from last week, they accompany you, it comes Shabbos, you enter Shalom Aleichem. I now have here, Gesundheit, Malachi Asharis, Malachi Elyon, I have malachim. And now when you say Tseischem L'Shalom, that's to last week's malachim. Just like Yaakov Avinu, you have, when you come home, you really escort by two sets of malachim. Last week's malachim continue, new arrival, a new shift has arrived, and then you dismiss the old shift to make room for the new shift. That's why it's Shalom Aleichem first, and then Tseischem is a different set of malachim. Okay, another very popular question. Why do we change their names? First, they start off Shalom Aleichem Malachi Hashores in the first stanza. And then for the remaining three stanzas, it's Shalom Aleichem, it's Boyachem L'Shalom Malachi Hashalom. Why are they no longer called Mashores? So the answer is, until when they first arrived, the Mashores say Hashem. But once they look down at us, these people, these chilonim. This is nothing compared to what goes on in the Shemayim. And then after they come to our home and they see the Ner Dolok, the Midi Mitzas, we're not so bad. We're not so bad. They lower their guard. They lower their guard. We don't have to look down at you and speak to you. We are the Malachi Hashores. We're here for you also. We are friends. Malachi Hashalom. When you don't know someone, you always, there's a distance. You know who I am. You're nothing connected me. That's what the Malachim, they talk to us, they look at us. We're the Malachi Hashores. You're a bunch of good for nothings. And now, not so bad. People are not so bad. Now we can be your friends. So now we switch to Malachi Hashalom. Very beautiful idea. It's very, very true through the Kedusha of Shabbos. Okay, let me see if I forgot anything important. Then the Sfem, everyone knows who the Chavetz Chaim. Everyone knows the beautiful story. The Chavetz Chaim once had a guest and came home from shul, and the Chavetz Chaim immediately made kiddush. And then after they made Kiddush, they were sitting by the table, they were eating the first course, second course, the Chacham Sofer took out his sitter, and he started saying, Eish Chayil, Shalom Aleichem, and they went to the whole thing. So the person says, what? Don't you normally, isn't the minute to say Shalom Aleichem, Askil Sedasa, Eish Chayil before Kiddush? So he said, yeah, that's Tak of the Minig, but you know, you, I know that you don't eat the whole day. You're a guest, you just arrived in Radin, you're starving, you're famished. So the Malachim are not hungry.
They can wait.
They can wait. You can wait. It's a very powerful Musa. This is from Chavos Chaim. It's a very, very, I believe it's a very popular story. Let me just give a quick look if I forgot anything else important. We did the Chasam Sofer, we did the Gra, we did Betzeis Chemeshalayim. I know I'm forgetting something important. Alright, we'll just have to leave it. Okay, now one of the lashon of malavin. Malavin means they continuously escort you. They're not holchem. That's a different idea. Okay, we will leave it with that. We'll stop here.
Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Rabbi Kodesh Baruch Hu, Zagnes, Jesus.